I've spent most of my life living in or around rural communities, and to this day, I have yet to see a farmer standing by his fence crying over a field that has just been seeded. He may have buried thousands of seeds under the soil, but he sheds no tears. Why? Because that kind of burial doesn't bring grief, but rejoicing. The farmer knows that the buried seed will spring up into a wonderful crop at harvest time. But human burial is quite a bit different. Human burial brings out far deeper emotions because of our attachment to the precious person that's just been laid in the grave. However, for Christians, this grief is tempered by the knowledge that those who die in the Lord are safely with Him, and that one day we will be reunited with them, not only in our spirits, but in new and glorified bodies at our Lord's coming. In fact, 1 Corinthians 15 tells us, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed." It goes on to say, "Death is swallowed up in victory." A gentleman by the name of Patrick Hamilton studied under Martin Luther. He would later ignite the Reformation in Scotland, but he was burned at the stake for his efforts in 1527, at which time he proclaimed, "I will not deny my confession for awe of your fire, for my confession and belief is in Jesus Christ. I will rather be content that my body burn in this fire for the confession of my faith in Christ than have my soul burn in the fire of hell for denying the same, a living Christ. That is our hope. He isn't dead, but alive forever. And because his earthly body was raised imperishable, so also we can hold on to that same eternal resurrection promise."